the devil was trying to remove me from that. So I had to hold on to that dream. What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Is your dream and your purpose worth fighting for, worth holding on to? I mean, not letting it go, just like a bulldog. This is what God said. This is who I am in Christ. This is my identity. And I am going to do that. I'm not going to let it go. Praise God. You know, I had a dream years and years ago. I was in my late 20s, I guess. And it was back when a lot of the ministers were being exposed as being in, you know, sexual sin and those type things. So it was happening a lot. And I had this dream, and I dreamed that this church, this well-known denomination, tended to be legalistic, had this flood come, this huge flood tide hit this church. And it just, I mean, just washed everything, just destroyed everything. It's muddy, it's filthy. And the congregation came together and started rebuilding the church exactly the same, doing everything exactly the same. And they built it back up again. They get the shovels, they get the mops, they get the brooms, they clean it all out. But they rebuild it exactly the same way. The flood tide comes again, just destroys the church. It's full of mud and just filthy. Things are destroyed. They get their mop buckets and their, you know, their brooms, and they clean it all up. They shine it all up exactly the way it was again. The third time, it did the same thing. But in the dream, I was standing there, and they were trying to hand me a bucket and a mop. I said, here, you want to help? I said, no, I can't do that. And the Lord had told me, you can't be a part of that. You can't rebuild that like that. Mm-hmm. So
you
sometimes
have to do it a different way.
Yeah, you got to do it a different way. What is God saying? And so the next scene in the dream, there was this huge, huge, massive, powerful tsunami tidal wave. It was the biggest wave you could ever, I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of feet it was. And, you know, and I was young in the ministry at this point, and in life and in my ministry. But in this dream, the tsunami tidal wave comes. It's coming again. I mean, it is building. It's huge. It's massive. It's roaring. And I am on top of this tsunami tidal wave. And I am riding this tsunami tidal wave. And I am laughing. And I'm having the time of my life, which I'm not that fond of water anyway. I don't like being, you know, diving into a swimming pool or anything like that, and I'm certainly not going to go surfing. But in this dream, the Lord showed me it was a tidal wave of His glory and revival that's coming to this earth that is rising now. It was the influx of people being brought into the kingdom of God, saved, healed, delivered, set free, and being brought loosed into their purpose and their dreams. And in this dream, that's what God was showing me. And this tidal wave just rose and rose and rose. And I am riding this wave, and I'm having the time of my life. I'm enjoying it. For someone that in the natural, if I get in the water, I want it to be that I can walk in, you know.
I can tell stories about you.
Right, right, right. I mean, no, we're not going to go there. But, you know, if it got past, you know, if it goes up to my neck, that's far enough in the natural. But this wave, I wasn't frightened. I knew it was good. And it was a cleansing, purifying, powerful wave of God's glory, His presence, His anointing, miracles, signs, and wonders, many being brought into the kingdom of God, the last day's harvest. And He gave me that, and that was decades ago. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, between then and now, there has been a whole lot of process. There's been a whole lot of stuff that I have had to go through, that the body of Christ has walked through. That, I mean, the devil came to sift as wheat and to shut me down, to get me off course, to cause me to forget my calling and my purpose, trying to do that, trying to shake me loose from my dream, trying to rob that purpose from me so that I would just give up, throw my hands up, and you know, yell, you know, calf rope, uncle, and I'm done. But God was so faithful and so good. And I had to keep allowing that tidal wave to come and to cleanse me and purify me. We have to have that every day where we're just letting him wash over us and change us into his likeness. But then doing the work of the Lord. What I saw then in my own personal life and ministry, God is doing now. I can feel it. I can feel it rising. But on the earth as well. I know, excuse me for saying the word, I know all hell is breaking loose. I know darkness is on the face of this earth, but the Bible says the light shall shine upon you.
But God,
you know.
He's bigger.
That's
He's overcome the world.
Right. Darkness shall cover the face of the earth, but upon you, his glory will rise, you know, rise and shine. And so, yeah, I see it. I'm not shutting my eyes or my ears to the darkness and the things that the enemy is doing, but I know it's happening. Praying about it, doing what God, my part, which is preaching and teaching and trying to help people.
Equip people.
Yeah, how to stand against it, how to take authority over the enemy, how to break those addictions, how to keep your eyes on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And all these is just things I've learned in the fire, and I'm still learning. But praise God, you know, we progress in him from glory to glory. So that is something that I see happening right now. Yes, there is. The enemy is trying to, it looks like he's just winning in America, but he is not. He is not, and he will not, because of the body of Christ, because of that tsunami tidal wave of his glory. When we begin to walk in our purpose, when we begin to fulfill it, when we begin to minister life-giving words and pray for people, I mean, it changes.